So this morning I've been on a zero credit budget shopping trip around Colville. It's one of my favourite haunts for stocking up. I've been to the butcher's, spent 50 quid, 3 kilos of sausages, 2 kilos of bacon, 6 beef swirls, fantastic, absolutely wonderful answer to everything those are. They're very, very quick and easy to cook, much better than a ready meal. A dozen beef burgers, and I think that was about it for 50 quid. And then fruit and veg, I think I've uploaded a picture of the fruit and veg at Colville Market before. Huge bowl of potatoes for a pound, 2 enormous bunches of bananas for a pound, whole load of cooking apples, 2 pineapples, grapes, 2 punnets of apricots. I think I spent 12 quid in total. Parsnips, swede, you name it. And then, of course, breakfast in Colville Market. Right now, I've taken the decision not to go into the discount warehouse in Huddlescote. I just can't take any more budget shopping for the morning. But I'm sitting on a beautiful sunny morning in Huddlescote, in between the cemetery and the Scout House. In fact, I'll take a photograph of that for you now. Oh, it's a wonderful thing, shopping local. So, thanks to the appalling 3G network that we've got round here, I couldn't actually upload that boost, so I'm just going to carry on with this one, because that's what Phil says I can do. I'm outside Cato's Farm Shop, an absolutely amazing farm shop. The fields are all fallow at the moment, because obviously it's the wrong time of year for all the strawberries and gooseberries and blackcurrants and redcurrants and raspberries that they grow here. But the shop itself is absolutely fantastic, and it's got a lovely little cafe next to it. I'm now full of full English breakfast at the market, though. But I'm going to switch my photograph, because the last one didn't come out so well, and take a picture of the shop, Cato's Farm Shop, Heather. Home village of the late David Taylor MP. Great man. Bye.